I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. Barack Obama's inauguration as the nation's new president was greeted with a flurry of internet activity. Jeffrey Bennett is the digital producer for News and Notes. He's here to explain. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Tony.
So before we take a tour of the reaction in the blogosphere, let's start with our own blog, okay?
All right.
Tell us about the response on News and Views.
Well, let's start with a News and Notes listener named Ernice S. She wrote in our site, "I had chill bumps as I watched the pomp and circumstance, and I swelled with pride as Obama took the oath." To which Jenny K., another News and Notes listener, wrote, "I had no chill bumps other than dread as I watched Obama take the oath. He's a fraud and a fake, and it will take time, but he will soon be outed." And Matthew Scallon summed up the day's events this way. He wrote, "It is possible to have two different thoughts in your head at the same time. One thought is that this country has bridged its racial divide," and then he goes on to write about his disapproval of Obama's support of abortion rights.
I read that they had more video hits on the internet yesterday than ever. Is there a way to determine if they had more internet traffic as well?
There is, actually. Yeah, you can track internet hits by the minute.
You can do that? Okay. Now, you know, as the transition of power was taking place on Capitol Hill, the White House website was also undergoing some changes, correct?
Yeah, the look of the new WhiteHouse.gov mirrors that of Obama's campaign website. It has similar color, similar font, and among the changes, it has a blog, it has a photo slideshow, there's links to President Obama's weekly video addresses, but you know, there's a limit to the level of user interaction. You can't actually leave comments on the blog, but you can submit your own personal information. And remember that, you know, much was made of how then-candidate Obama used his campaign website to solicit people's email addresses and cell phone numbers, and they had that huge directory. Now the same is true. People can stay connected with the administration, and the administration can sort of wield this directory of supporters as they please.
Now, with all of the stuff that was taking place, I understand that you actually had the time to spend doing an interview with someone who was key in helping Obama in this regard with what we're talking about, the internet. Who was that and what was that?
Yeah, I spoke with Will.i.am. He's a musician and rapper. He's the front man for the group the Black Eyed Peas. And last January, as most people remember, he wrote this song called "Yes, We Can." And it fused music with one of Barack Obama's campaign speeches. And the video featured a bunch of celebrities repeating that refrain, "Yes, we can." The video for the song, you know, some people saw that as a pivotal moment in Obama's campaign because it came on the heels of his New Hampshire primary loss to Hillary Clinton, and it helped galvanize his support among young people. So I asked Will.i.am about that video and about its role as a game changer for Obama, and here's what he's had to say.
The person that pointed out the "Yes, We Can" being a game changer to me was Al Gore. He called me up on the phone and said, "Hey, Will, it's your buddy Al." I was like, "Hey, Mr. Gore." He said, "Call me Al, Will." And he said he really liked "Yes, We Can," and he felt that it changed the election. You don't dare to think that. You don't want to think that because you think, like, oh, my gosh, am I being egotistical? But when a person like Al Gore says that, you take it a little bit serious.
And that video has been viewed on YouTube alone about 16 million times.
Really? Yeah. Before we close the chapter on the inauguration, what else do we have on our site for people who want to revisit that moment?
Well, we have some moments from the week's inauguration events as covered by photographer Gil Garcetti. He was on the show yesterday talking about getting that perfect moment on film, and here's some of that.
You try and capture, you know, the moment, because he is a man that connects with the crowd and with the message that he has. So you're looking for that little twinkle in his eye or that little different look that he may have. But frankly, Tony, a lot of my work was gauging the crowd as they were entranced with the day.
Yeah, and he actually managed to get some really good photos.
He did.
Yeah.
You know,
this might
be a good point to remind our viewers about our blog, and let's direct them to how they can get to it. Will you give them the info?
It's simple, nprnewsandviews.org. It's all there.
And we have photographs, obviously, from Garcetti. We have sound. We have a lot of things that you can visit. It keeps you pretty busy.
It does. And I should say we also have a new Speak Your Mind. It's our online series where people write in about the issues they care most about. And we have one today from a woman who wasn't able to attend the inauguration, but she says, "It doesn't matter that I wasn't there." That's the name of the post. So that'll be up soon.
Once again, the address?
nprnewsandviews.org.
All right, Jeffrey, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, Jeffrey Bennett is the digital producer for News and Notes. He joined me here in the studios of NPR West.